The bill is called Lower Tax Rates for a Stronger North Carolina Economy. Filed last Thursday, Senate Bill 395 is a bipartisan alternative to the Senate plan currently on the table. Political reporter John Frank of the News and Observer says he's been having trouble getting information, and it appears, says Frank, that Republicans expect to emerge with a consensus plan that will pass through the General Assembly easily.
Major decisions. If we're looking at eliminating the corporate and personal income tax, that's a $12 billion hole in our state budget that would be created. And how to pay for that and who pays for that? You know, who bears the burden of our tax system is a discussion that I think Democrats in particular want to have out in the open. They've been very critical of the Republicans, you know, working behind the scenes with the Senate and the House.
Adding sales tax to dozens of services not currently taxed, such as landscaping, attorney's services, or pet grooming, is one way to plug the revenue gap created by the loss of income tax. But critics call that approach regressive and point out that lower-income people would wind up paying much more of their earnings in taxes. The News and Observer's John Frank says he expects to see legislation that's essentially revenue-neutral filed by the end of the month. And that means that April, which is also the peak of tax filing season, is likely to be the month dominated by a broader public conversation on tax reform. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.